No matter who you are, no matter what you do, everyone has a story to tell. And right here on this LGBT show is where it all starts. We lift our voices, share our stories, and we'll raise our pride. After all, we've come a long way since 1969 and the Stonewall riots, to the legalization of same-sex marriage, to the recognition of trans equality. I'm Mark Tara. Join me on this journey through Rainbow Country. CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, giving voice to the LGBT community. I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. A little bit about me. I'm an LGBT content creator. I'm also a recording artist. Get social, get interactive, like you have been. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The email address, there's been a change. Contact me personally. mark@marktara.com. mark@marktara.com. The podcast for Rainbow Country is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. So if you subscribe, you'll never miss an episode of Rainbow Country right here on CIUT. And again, everything is hooked up through my website, marktara.com. marktara.com. So this is episode 35, and I'm gonna shake the foundations. So in the spotlight, I'm featuring John Broadhagen, general manager of arguably the most popular bathhouse here in Toronto, Steamworks. We'll also hear new music from LGBT recording artist Ian Mannix, as well as Arlen Godwin. Now here's the part that I'm excited about and a little nervous about. I'm opening up the phone lines. I want to hear from you to have your say, and this is going to happen in every episode moving forward. So to call in, 416-946-7000. 416-946-7000. So my friends, this journey through Rainbow Country begins right now.
This is City Councillor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
General manager of arguably the most popular men's spa in Toronto, and that would be Steamworks. You might know him as John Broadhagen. You might know him as Johnny B. Bad. Either way, he's here. John, welcome.
Thank you, Mark.
Well, Johnny B. Bad, at one point you did alternative lifestyle parties and events. You were a producer.
Right.
Talk to me about that. How did you get into doing that sort of thing?
I thought about that a lot, and I've been asked this question a lot. And I have to think back to how it all began. And I met somebody when I first came out. I came out fairly late, like in 27-ish. I met my, who ended up being my lover. Shortly after I came out, and he started taking me to leather parties. Well, one of the parties that we went to was a weekend, I guess you could call it an orgy for that purpose. Mm-hmm. It was about, 150 guys for the whole weekend.
Right.
And it was like camping as kids. We rented a Jewish kids camp at the end of the summer, and we had the whole campground to ourselves.
Wow.
So I went to this for a couple of years as a participant. I get bored really easily if I'm just sitting around. So I got involved. But I got involved really fast and really deep. I started producing the party.
Okay.
So I produced that for about 5 years. And that's where the Johnny B. Bad thing came in.
Okay.
Because at that point in time, it was pretty clear that Johnny wasn't good. He liked to do bad things. Mm. When I say bad, I don't mean mean bad.
Bad isn't good.
Yes, bad isn't good. I always say, when I'm good, I'm good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. So, as it goes, from there, I started producing another party. Mm-hmm. And this was all done for charity. Mm-hmm. Mainly because I like doing it. I met a ton of people. So the parties got easier. Networking was a lot simpler. The parties got to be amazing. Like some of them up to 2,000 people.
Wow.
Because shortly after I left the first leather club that I was involved with was Spearhead. And I became their vice president within a couple of years. And I had a mentor who was their founder. And he was determined that I was going to end up being their president.
Right.
But I didn't stick around quite that long. He passed on. Mm-hmm. Changed my life a lot.
Yeah.
I think a lot of, for me, Spearhead was him.
Okay.
You know, so once he was gone, it took him out of the equation, and it just wasn't the same for me anymore.
Right.
So I decided to move on. And then within a couple of months, I got a call from Mr. Leatherman Toronto asking me if I would produce their parties. Mm. And I was a little stunned at first because really the party that I was producing was a small little party. We had a lot of fun. We raised a lot of money. It was mm-hmm. called the Fantasy Ball. And I took that over just because somebody dropped out.
Okay.
And I said, nah, you know, I've been to enough parties. I can do this. I can do anything. So I did. And the first one was good. Mm-hmm. The next one got better. And before you know it, I had made this name for myself just having fun because that's all I was really doing. And then MLT came along, much bigger organization. Their parties were a lot larger.
Oh, when you say MLT, that's what?
Mr. Leatherman Toronto.
Okay.
They don't exist anymore. They changed. I shouldn't say they don't exist. They're still out there, but they're called the Toronto Leather Pride, I think.
Okay.
TLP now. But I was on their board of directors, too, for about 5 years. And I produced three parties a year for them, including their contest, which was Mr. Leatherman Toronto.
Right.
The parties were amazing. My budgets were huge.
Really?
But I had 20,000 people coming to these parties. So
wow.
You know, it was...
That's huge.
They were big. They were really big parties. So... then the party scene started failing. I think it does that in every city. It kind of gets to a peak, and then it just starts going down.
Right.
So we're on the other side of that now.
Mm.
And I guess through all of that, the leather community is very strict as far as protocol is concerned.
Okay.
It got to the point where you couldn't do anything unless you asked for permission.
Okay.
And Johnny is bad. Johnny doesn't like to ask for permission.
I was just going to say.
So Johnny just basically said, okay, enough.
Yeah.
And I walked away from it, which was kind of odd because I walked away from it just as I was leaving my last job. I was offered a job in the entertainment sector by the person that did my lights for me, mm-hmm. for my parties.
Right.
He saw what I did. He liked what I did. So, well, why don't you come work for me, produce these parties, and right. I'll make the money.
Right.
And I thought, okay, I can do that. That didn't last very long. About 2 months, the guy ended up being a total jerk. Mm. And I just couldn't work under those kind of circumstances. Right. Like, he was a bit on the homophobic side. And
really?
Oh, yeah.
Even though he knew you and he knew what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, some of the things that came out of him were, like, very... They were just awful.
Yeah.
Like, I walked in and, you know, he'd be yelling, you know, something about those fags and...
Right.
And it was, I can't work like this. There's no way. You knew who I was when you asked me to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and now you're treating me like this. So I think at the time he didn't really know what he was doing. He didn't really have an angle yet.
Right.
And he was trying to find it. And he thought I fitted into the picture, but I don't think I fit into his picture.
So how long were you doing these special events, these parties?
Well, I did them probably for close to 10 years.
Okay.
I would say pretty close.
Wow.
Yeah. MLT were like 3 parties a year.
Mm.
And they weren't small parties, so they took me quite a while. And I was doing it as a volunteer.
Right.
After work. And I already had a pretty demanding job, so...
Mm-hmm.
It had to be fun. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
And we were giving a lot of money away to charity. So
let's take a break.
Okay.
Johnny B. Badd. And we will be right back after pushing.
Looking forward to it.
Some boundaries.
Bye.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
General Manager for Steamworks.
Steamworks, yes.
What is Steamworks like? Talk, give us a little bit of insight into all things Steamworks.
Do you want my version or the political version?
No, I want the X-rated Johnny B. Badd version.
Steamworks is a very exciting 24-hour entertainment complex. Why I say that is we're not only a bathhouse. We are become... quite a social gathering place for like-minded men to meet other men.
So you also believe in giving back to the community.
We do.
John, talk to me about that. How does that manifest?
Okay, so clearly, I guess, through most of my adult life, I've been raising money for charities. Through all that producing, we did it as volunteers. We didn't get paid. It was really, really important to me to give back for many reasons. One, I'm HIV positive. I may have to rely on those services at some time. I'm hoping not. I mean, I've been positive for 25 years, so I'm a long-term survivor, I'm proud to say.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of things are important to me.
Right.
I was involved with Steamworks on the outside from the day they opened. Previous managers were all my friends.
Right.
They were sponsors of my events.
Mm-hmm.
So I helped them with the car wash as a volunteer, and I was one of those young, pretty little boys out there in my underwear getting soaking wet and showing off.
Right.
And now I'm the old guy behind the scenes getting those pretty little boys to show off. It's a really fun event, though.
And this is the Tidy Whitey Car Wash.
Right. Tidy Whitey Car Wash, so it has dual purposes. I mean, we've raised close to $50,000 for PWA.
Wow.
Not bad for a little car wash.
Mm-hmm. And PWA is the Toronto People with AIDS Foundation.
Toronto People with AIDS, right. And they're post-infection, right? So which basically means they're a service provider for people that are positive.
Right.
So, I mean, there are still a lot of people out there. I know we're talking PrEP now and everything. Still a lot of people that are positive that are on benefits, very hard to live on. They rely on organizations like PWA sure. to even survive. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really, really important. Because I felt this way. It also it serves another purpose for our business. Everyone thinks that bathhouses are dirty and we're just a bunch of, oversexed maniacs.
Right.
It's not like that at all. Trust me. And I think it's important to get through to the community that bathhouses are not what they started.
Right.
We do a lot of charity work, that just being one of them. We also have outreach on a regular basis done by different organizations. Mm-hmm. We have a thing we call Towel Talk that's put on by the AIDS Committee of Toronto. And we actually have therapists that come in and speak to our customers. So a lot of things are done on site. We have on site rapid testing by the Hassle-Free Clinic. Mm-hmm. So bathhouses themselves have changed.
They've evolved.
Yeah, we're not derelicts. we're there for the good of the community, not for the bad of it. So when I say, the car wash has dual purposes, I wanted to show the community
sure.
that, you know what, we do good here. You know, we might carry on and have way too much sex and have way too much fun, but we still know where our bread is buttered, okay? And we know we have to take care of each other. So that part is really, really important to me. And I've been able to keep it going because I don't own Steamworks. I only run it. I'm a general manager. I have bosses. Mm-hmm. They have to approve it, and they approve it on my behalf. Like, it's like, no, if you think this is important, and I really do, because the car wash itself has become such a community event. Mm-hmm. I was going to cancel it last year, and everyone said to me, you can't do that. And no car wash? Come on. I mean, I'm getting people asking me, and I don't know, January, February, when's the car wash? When's the car wash? Because they just want to come out and snap some photos.
So usually, when does the Tidy Whitey car wash happen?
Well,
usually
we were doing it up until last year, right after Pride, okay. 2 weeks after Pride.
Okay.
Reason for that is because of the ride. PWA has their ride. What do they call it?
Oh, the Ride for Life.
Ride for Life, right. Yes. Okay, and so timing is really difficult because Ride for Life is like, I think the beginning of August. Yes, it is, because it's August long weekend that it ends on.
Right.
So they don't have much time in between Pride and their ride.
Right.
We decided to move it this year. So we moved it to August when there's a little less going on. Because, had Pride.
So in 2016, you moved it in August.
In 2016, right. Yeah. We tried a couple of things before. We closed off the street once. We did that in conjunction with the BIA, mm-hmm. the Business Improvement Association. Mm-hmm. That didn't work so well. It was really hard getting cars in.
Right.
I think a lot of it is just people see us out there and they think, wow, I want to go and get my car washed. So we have people that walk by and will go home and get their car.
Yeah.
We've had people that go through on their bikes.
And their scooters. And
their scooters,
It's not just a car, people.
No, exactly. Yeah. And we've had people come back and just, give us an extra $100 just to take pictures with the guys, So it's it's rewarding. And to me, it's a community thing. I try to keep it a community event.
And ultimately, it's a party with a purpose. Because you've got music going.
Exactly.
And it's a good time.
Yes. And our DJ for the last few years, Cesar, I have to give him credit because he's been doing it for free. So, which is really wonderful of him.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So on that note, Johnny B. Bad. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Okay, perfect.
Hello, Toronto. It's party time, and I'm Julie Lee.
I'm DJ Dallas.
You're listening to CIUT
89.5 FM.
Bathhouse raids in 1981. 35 years after the fact, Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders apologized for the raids that saw 160 officers arrest 286 men. I came across a quote of yours,
right,
John,
right,
that said, "If it weren't for the raids, Pride wouldn't have happened. It was a cry for what police had done." So, John, talk to me about that quote of yours. What did you mean?
The bathhouse raids were in February of 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, there was a lot of... the police were really tough on the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that because we were congregating at church in Wellesley, mm-hmm. Which is now our gay village, obviously, that they were going to break it up. They couldn't appreciate our lifestyle.
Right.
The whole free sex thing was like way beyond them, and men should not be having sex with men.
Mm-hmm.
So they decided to come in and raid the bathhouses. It was sort of, from what I understand, the equivalent to Stonewall.
Yeah.
But it was Canada's Stonewall.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it hit at the breaking point. pardon me. After the raids, there were a ton of protests and riots, and those led to Pride and what we know as Pride today.
Mm-hmm.
And it was through anger more than anything. And it was fighting back. Like, you're not going to treat us like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's when Toronto's community sort of, they became one, you know, it's like, no, you can't do this to us.
Yeah.
It's not to me now, it's to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very important, I think, for our community. I think it was important that it happened. I'm sorry that it did, but
mm-hmm.
It made us stronger. And, you know, even then, there were still a ton of protests after. I was even involved in protests when I first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at 25. Pardon me. 7 years later. But that was the beginning of it. So that's what I meant by, you know, Pride. Probably it wouldn't be the same, or it wouldn't have the same purpose, maybe.
So, John, let's talk about technology and how technology has either helped or hurt Steamworks.
You know, we originally thought that apps would hurt us because... prior to these applications like Grindr and Scruff and all that,
mm-hmm.
you only had two places to meet people, pretty much. Well, three, maybe the parks, if you want to include those. But bars,
not my scene.
Bars, bathhouses, and the parks, right?
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, as soon as all these apps started showing up, yes, we were really concerned about business. I mean, it was going to crash, we thought.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pretty good with keeping up to it. My take on the whole thing is I don't try to work against applications. I try to work with them. So basically, we are the perfect place to host when you can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I got a roommate, you got a roommate, where are we going to go?
Right.
We're going to go to Steamworks, you know, because that's what you do. So as opposed to letting it hurt us, we're finding ways to take advantage of it to
sure.
increase our business.
Using technology.
Well, yeah.
As opposed to fearing technology.
Yeah, and things are moving so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we have other things that we have to contend with always. But right now, yeah. So that's my next campaign. Unfortunately, though, because of how the apps are run, We cannot advertise on applications as such because we're a sex club.
Right.
So we have to find a way around that. But with smartphones, as opposed to just an iPhone, you can do whatever you want on a smartphone. They don't have the rules and regulations like iPhones have. So that's the angle I'm trying to take and just advertise on smartphones instead of iPhone. But I know Squirt has found a way to... They have an app for your phone. They run it through Safari, so...
Okay.
Yeah. So right now I'm looking into that, though. See ways around... Because I'm finding print advertising is going down.
Mm-hmm.
It's going down really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because it's too expensive. You know, a full-page ad in Extra, when they were around, like, it was costing like $3,000.
Wow.
To run for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. You know, on apps, we can have it run longer.
Yeah.
A lot easier to track who's coming into the club.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can do that right online.
So what's... Steamworks website. Let's get that out.
Oh, Steamworks website is www.steamworksbaz.com. Okay. We're on Twitter. I think it's steamworksto.com. And Facebook, Steamworks Toronto.
Well, Johnny B. Bad, John Broadhagen, thank you so much for being
Thank you for having me.
On the show.
It's been wonderful, always.
Hi, this is Carol Pope on CIUT 89.5 FM.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and this is Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show. And I'm your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. And like I said, phone lines are open to have your say. 416-946-7000. And I do believe I have a special guest on the line, an LGBT recording artist that I've been playing here on the station, Ian Mannix. Are you there?
I am. Hi, how's it going?
I'm good, Ian Mannix. How are you?
I'm doing amazing right now. Oh my God, this is so cool.
Have you ever been live on the radio before?
Have I heard which live on the radio? You got, girl, I listen in when I, because you post the links on Twitter. It's awesome. I can listen in anytime.
Yeah. So have you been like on the radio before, like talking and stuff?
Talking? No. Oh God, no.
Just talking through your music.
Yes, of course.
Excellent. So you're in where? In BC, in Vancouver?
I'm actually on Vancouver Island.
Nice.
I'm in Victoria right now, and it's gorgeous out here, except we had like a huge, massive blizzard this week, which like never happens this time of year.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was frightened by that.
Wow.
Anyway, so, TMI.
So, never too much TMI, honey. So you... are a gay individual?
Yes.
And do you tend to write your songs from a gay perspective, Ian?
Oh, yeah, totally. They're so, like... Well, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to write songs about other people. I don't know if it's selfish of me, but it's all life experiences. It's all stuff
you write regarding... You write what you know, right?
Totally, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess it's not really selfish at all. It's totally just, like, yeah. It's like kind of autobiographical,
yeah.
I'd say.
So you,
yeah.
So you have. I've been playing some of your music that you had sent me originally, three of your tracks. But you have a new EP out. What's that called?
The new EP that's out right now is called Casual Coma.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about Casual Coma?
Oh yeah, I guess so. Yeah. No, totally. It's an
talk,
EP
girl. You got
together.
The mic.
Girl, yes, girl, Mike, up close, up front, center, I gotta talk, gotta just spill the tea. It's a disjointed kind of look at my past year. I've been living in a lot of weird kind of situations. I've been moving to a lot of different places, sleeping on a lot of couches, so I was just kind of like, had to sum it all up, And yeah, it was just kind of a culmination of all that. Like I said, it's really disjointed. It's not really a concept album or
right.
anything like that. But
right.
it's, you know, it's what it is, what it is.
You're writing about life.
Of course, yes.
And life is interesting. Life has peaks and valleys and everything in between.
Oh, God bless. Yes, definitely.
So I'm going to play a track of yours called Slow Song. What's Slow Song all about?
Ooh, this one's fun. This is about a kind of fling I had with a dude who, you know, some people are still kind of don't really know where they fall on the spectrum,
right.
you know, if at all. God knows. We all are what we are. But, mm-hmm. you know, he was very much against being with a man, like even kind of like him, he himself really struggled with it.
Right.
And so it's kind of my perspective in that whole situation. That's what the track's about.
Right.
And yeah, it was, we traveled a bit. There's a ferry you can take between the island and Vancouver. So took that a few times with him and just kind of about that.
So Ian,
it's
man,
real slow.
It's not, it's a real funky little groove track. Love
yeah,
it.
No, it's cool. I'm very inspired by like 90s artists, especially. So.
Yeah, me too. 90s, Amen. 80s, that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, no.
So Ian Mannix, give out your social media, all that sort of good stuff. How people can find out more about you, more about your music. How can they do that?
Of course. Girl, I'm on Twitter, I'm on the Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on all that. You just Ian Mannix, and it's IAIN, the weird spelling. It looks like Lane. Everyone calls me Lane. It's okay. But yeah.
Well, Ian Mannix, I'm just playing your song here in the background.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, you're more than welcome, honey. Thank you. And I have to say, I feel privileged and honored to have this platform to feature LGBT artists from around the world, including Canadian, great Canadian content and talent like yourself. Thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you so much for having me. So grateful to be a part of this. Like, what you're doing is so cool. Love you, man.
Thank you, and help spread the word.
Of course. God bless. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the station's gay radio show, doing gay talk radio, Toronto style. I kind of like that. I kind of do. So, like I said, the phone lines are indeed open to have your say, 416-946-7000. And I have someone lined up. Is the caller there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, my name is Rob. Hi, Mark. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm great. I'm just listening to the show. Really enjoyed the interview with John. Brought back a lot of memories. The raids.
Really? How yes. So?
Oh, I was in I was going to Sheridan College in Oakville at the time, and I was just watching the news and getting into bed, and then it came on Q107, this big raid, and I thought, ooh, this is fascinating. What's going on? At that point, I hadn't even ventured into Toronto to explore that side of my life. But, yeah, right. I just thought it was crazy, crazy.
Yeah, yeah. The bizarre thing, though, is here are police, you know, over 100 police officers arresting over 200 gay men back in 1981, and here we are in 2017 wanting to take police out of the Pride Parade.
I know, shutting them out of our community.
Yeah, after 30
again,
over 30 years, of, you know, building bridges, and here we are. So what are your thoughts on that, Rob?
Well, I think it's getting a little ridiculous. I think obviously, the gay community at large, that the people I've talked to anyway, I think it's just nuts what's going on. Whoever, right. I don't want to say her name, is she's just volatile in her wording, and she's calling us racist. I think she is the racist.
And who are you talking about?
Oh, the leader of Black Lives Matter.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The mouthpiece.
Right.
And I think it's getting a little crazy. And I don't know. I on one hand, I don't blame Mark Saunders for what he did. He's kind of stuck in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, you've got the leader of the police union saying that it's giving them a bad look because they've got all their gay officers who don't know what to do. They
right.
want to be a part of everything.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I don't know. I hope things get worked up by June. But from talking to friends and what's going on, a lot of people just don't want to be a part of it this year.
So what are you hearing from your friends, from your circle of friends that are talking about this? What's the consensus?
Well, the consensus is that it's just stupid. from last July, sitting at home watching the parade on TV, and mm-hmm. we're all wondering, why is it stopped? Why is it stopped? And then Mathieu going up and signing, which to me didn't hold water at all. He just did it to get the parade moving. I don't
right.
blame him for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
But then just to have it go on, and it's got to this point where, I don't know, it's like, I know, I read Christina Blizzard the other day, and she said, it's sad it's come to this, but it's all fully expected. So
right.
they're way behind in their mandate for preparing for Pride for this year. They should have had security and the police set up in place by November. It hasn't happened.
And even Pride Toronto, they don't have an executive director yet, I don't think.
No, they've got those people, those temporary people in place. And to me, that meeting that happened over in Regent Park a couple of weeks ago just got taken over by a bunch of radicals.
Yeah.
I don't even understand where they were coming from.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because I covered the town hall that happened in late summer 2016, and for basically the community to have their say. I covered it, and it's an episode on the archives of Rainbow Country on iTunes as well as on Podomatic, and it's over 3 hours. And I have to say, I have never been so frustrated and angry and just sort of like, oh my Lord, because you think that people would be able to sit down and allow everyone to have a say without talking over someone trying to shout down someone.
Well, that's
what
their
was
problem.
Happening.
They're yelling and screaming at everybody, but they will not sit down and have a dialogue. I listened to one of the most popular talk radio shows in town. They've put it out there for them to come on, but they will not. They will not
mm-hmm.
do a give and take. They're just just standing there shouting at everyone,
yeah.
and will not respond. So
yeah,
and you've even tried, haven't you? You've wanted to have them on your show.
I have. It's still open. There's an open invitation. They refused to come on because I want to, first of all, get some clarification on a tweet that was sent out by one of the founding members, Yusra Kogali, and because I want to, you know, talk about that and then put that to rest and then move on, because I am looking to talk about that. That's why they don't want to come on.
They have lots to say, but they don't have any responses to any questions.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, very true. Well, yeah. Rob,
I hope Pride doesn't suffer. I hope they manage their way around it, because it's always fun. I'm right in the middle of it.
Do you think Pride is going to happen this year?
I don't know. It depends what happens with the city. There's lots of talk about pulling back the funding, which isn't really that much when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's only a couple $100,000. And then, of course, there's the money that goes to the policing of it and all that sort of thing, which is included in the budget but not included in the budget when they talk about it. So I don't know. It'll just be interesting to see what happens. It might be a much more subdued affair.
Yeah.
You might even get some of the acts that perform. They might not come because they're upset with what happened.
Yeah.
We might not have the entertainment. Who knows? Who knows?
It'll be interesting. Interesting times.
Yeah. Because Pride has gotten beyond. It's at the point now in the last few years where it's a party celebrating the community. It's not a protest anymore.
Yeah.
We've got there. But now Black Lives Matter is... It's almost, they've reversed that and taken us back several years.
Yeah. Well, Rob, I have to say thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
And
you're welcome.
You are welcome to talk on the show anytime when I have open lines. Thanks again, Rob.
Oh, fabulous. Thank you. Love the show, Mark.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay. You have a good night. Bye.
This is City Councilor Kristen Wong Tam, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
I'll always tell you yes.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM. You're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, doing gay talk radio Toronto style. That's my new thing. I kind of like that. And joining me now live in studio, believe it or not, is the host and the producer of the next show that's coming up at 1 a.m. from 1 till 2, Neon Dreamer, host, producer, Diana.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
I'm excited for my show coming up, yeah.
Your show debuted last week, last Tuesday, or I guess technically Wednesday, whatever. How do you feel?
The first show went really great. A lot of great people called in. It was really exciting and surprising for me. Great music we got to play, and it's just so exciting to be able to have this space here.
Yeah, it's CIUT. It's kind of cool, eh?
Yeah, it's super neat, and you know, finding all the people who are still up late, you know, in the night, and have great things to share.
And you have a fantastic tech, Peter.
Oh my God, Peter!
Come over here, Peter. He's on this side with me. How are you doing, Peter?
I'm good. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm good. So what do you think about being a tech from 1 till 2 a.m. in the morning?
I love it. I mean, I'm a bit of a night owl, so I really don't mind. And luckily, Deanna has a really good show that I'm also proud of, so I really don't mind working at all.
Okay, get off the mic, bitch.
Yeah, without that guy, nobody would hear me.
I know.
And so let's give a big shout out to Peter.
I know. Peter, you're a trooper. So...
Volunteering at this time.
We all are.
Yeah, yeah.
What is Neon Dreamer? What's your show all about, Diana?
Well, Neon Dreams.
Is it Neon Dreams?
Well, no, it's Neon Dreamer, but okay. That's kind of who I am in a bit. I guess it's about seeing the light in the darkness, you know? It's about finding the bright spots where no one is looking. And so what we do is we open up the phones and we invite people to call in and share their stories.
So call in, people.
Yeah.
I got you started, so keep calling in. 416-946-7000. Get to talk to Diana and Peter. It's a great time.
Yeah, thanks. I can't wait to hear from everybody soon. 10 minutes.
Yeah. So what are your hopes for your show? Like, what is the... For me and Rainbow Country, it's about, I think, bringing more awareness to LGBT issues, gay issues, that sort of thing. Because I think we've gotten equal rights, that sort of thing. We can get married. But I think that there's a generation coming up that don't realize what a lot of people have gone through. And I think they need to be reminded of that. And for me, that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do the show. You know, so for your show, Neon Dreamer, ultimately, what's your vision? What's your goal for it?
I want people to... explore the unknown within themselves and within each other. I want our conversations to be not necessarily about the topics of the day or issues or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Our first show, the topic was dreams and dreaming, and it was just sort of open to that, whatever that meant to people, if it
right.
was their dream job or recurring dreams or whatever it is. Like, what does it even mean to dream? I mean, it kind of ran the gamut. And tonight we're talking about love. And I don't necessarily only want to hear about your lovers, great or not so great, but I mean, mm-hmm. those are always welcome. But what does it mean to love? What does love feel like to you? What does your heart say when it needs love? You know, what is love? And I like to hear people's thoughts and definitions and interpretations of that, and just explore that idea.
Yeah.
And you know, what are their dreams for love? Dreams are always going to be a topic we can always return to.
Yeah. Well, Diana, I'm going to let you go because I know you've got to prep for your show coming up, Neon Dreamer, from 1 till 2 a.m. right here on CIUT. Thanks for joining the team.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited. I can't wait to keep doing this every week.
You know what? It'll be interesting to hear your take in like 6 months from now. You'll be like, Mark, what the hell? What am I doing here?
Yeah, when I started smoking like 3 packs over the course of the show. And
yeah. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Hi, I'm Lorraine Segato, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 FM.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, and you're listening to Rainbow Country, the station's gay radio show, and I am your tour guide through Rainbow Country. I'm Mark Tara. So, we heard some brand new music from Ian Mannix, and you heard him live here on the show, Slow Song. We also heard a new track from Arlen Godwin, I'll Always Tell You Yes. So, don't forget, get social, get interactive like you have been on social media, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Mark Tara Music. The email, mark@marktara.com. Get in touch with me. The podcast is on iTunes as well as on podomatic.com. And again, everything is hooked up through my website. Next week, live in studio will be Lynx from the subversive rock group Random Order. He will be live with me here in studio. And again, I want to take your phone calls, 416-946-7000. And speaking of phone calls, I want to thank Rob for calling in here in Toronto, and also Ian Mannix. Great to hear from them. Finally, I want to take this time to thank you for taking your time to be with me. Remember, we live in days of making dreams come true. So believe in yourself, and the world will believe in you. Taking us out, Divine, you think you're a man, but you're only a boy.
Hey, this is Paul Bellini, and you're listening to CIUT 89.5 on your FM dial.
Rainbow Country has been brought to you in part by
Inspired Media, Inc. If it's LGBTQ, it's in their publications. The Pink Pages Directory, Pink Play Mags, The Buzz Magazine, and popular talk show On the Couch. 27 years and expanding. InspiredMediaInc.ca.
If anybody should die while dancing to this record, remember to remove them from the dance floor, but tag them for identification purposes. If your grandma or any of your parents should be here tonight, put your trousers back on. You're not here to enjoy yourselves. And remember, relax.
Away from the greatest lover you have ever known. Yeah. giant step for you and all mankind. Then go.